And previous printing not included. Let's see. If somebody has that one and can start it. What do you have there? Ah, same as me. You want to pick another one? Okay.
Number 44.
Okay, number 44. Hand up and we'll call on you in just a minute, okay? Just a minute. Tell it again. Tell it again. Salvation story repeat over and over until nobody can say that nobody has ever told me before. I know people that I live near that I don't think have heard about the love of the Lord Jesus. And I just sing, tell it again, tell it again. I should tell the people that I'm around the good news, because it is very good news, of the Lord Jesus. Okay, did I see a hand up over there? What number?
32.
Nice and loud, good. Number 32. What can wash away my sins? Uh-oh. I like to sing this song. See, this song is actually, the first line asks a question, and the second line answers the question. So, I'd like, on the first verse, okay, I won't make it too painful. No, let's practice the first verse. Just singing it. But then when we get to the second verse, just the second verse, the guys, all the guys. Well, yeah, we'll say the first, for this pardon, for my pardon, this I, and then the girls will answer, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Okay? So only for verse 2, guys first, girls second, and then the guys will do the third line, and the girls will do the fourth line. And if you get confused, that's okay. Okay, here we go. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. One more song. Okay.
Number 41.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heaven. The anthems bring singing.
Glory, glory, glory be to God on high. In shining robes of spotless white, each one will be arrayed, crowning in everlasting life and joys that ever fade. Singing.
Okay, that will be enough singing for now. Maybe we'll have time later. How about the verse? Let's see. I have had it running through my mind for a week, but somehow it's not in my mind at the moment. So the reference is Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Now, is there anyone here that memorized that verse? I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A few half hands. Is there anyone here that wants to say the verse? Would you like to? You want to see the verse?
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Psalm 34:8.
Good job. Anybody else? Okay. You want to use the mic?
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Psalm 33:44-28.
Good job. Anybody else? It can be scary to use the mic. You don't have to use the mic. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Now, I got to thinking about trust. And I grew up with 5 brothers and 1 sister. And I'm the third in there, and trust is an interesting word. It can mean a whole lot of things. It has a lot of things that can be scary about it. And since I like to sort of have a definition, I can ask somebody that I trust for at least to help. Dad, can you help me? What does trust mean? It doesn't have to be an all-encompassing definition, but can you help us out a little bit?
It means to believe what they say. It means you can rely upon them.
Okay. To believe what they say means you can rely upon them. So I'll give a little bit of an example of trusting, and it's only a little one, okay? These are Sunday school papers for this week, and they mean a little bit different to me than probably just about anybody else here because, I think the person that designed them is here. Then they got sent to me, and I printed them on a printing press. And I enjoy running a big machine. I really like it. But I remember struggling with the picture on this one here. The father's face here is a little bit mottled. And I don't like that. That's not what it's supposed to look like. But and then I cut it apart, cut the sheets apart, and I ran it through a folding machine to fold them in half. And so I've put a little bit of work into these, and I do like people to appreciate them, and so I'm gonna entrust one to you, and you, and you. I hope that they get read, and yeah, you're welcome. It'd be sad to see one thrown on the floor somewhere. You're welcome. Or even in the garbage. I'm sure that most of them eventually end up there, but I hope that you're welcome. 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 And you're welcome too. And the rest of you are welcome to one later. So, I have taken something that has a little bit of value. The Word of God in it has a lot of value, but I've entrusted each one of you with one of these sheets of paper, and I hope that it gets read and used properly and eventually disposed of properly, whatever that ends up being. Can I trust you kids with those? I see a very slight nod. Can I trust you? Yeah? Okay. I think you're right. I'm willing to trust you with them. How about that? Even though most of you I don't really know. And with someone I don't really know, I can trust a little bit with something that I don't value. I mean, I do value them, but not as much as some things, let's put it that way. Now, I didn't look through my wallet before I came here, but we're going to look through my wallet here. And I have some Ace Rewards, $5 off your next purchase. Like, what's this? A free 3.5-inch Superblade aluminum flashlight at Harbor Freight. Sam's Club membership, credit card. Let's see here, ATM card, and my driver's license. Is this valuable? Who here would like to have your driver's license? Would you like to have my driver's license? That's okay, I wasn't really thinking about giving it to you. But you would like a driver's license, wouldn't you? I like my driver's license. The picture's okay, but really what matters is that it means I can drive. It's valuable to me. And the law says, at least where I live, that I can't drive a car unless it's on my person, unless I have it with me. So I consider my driver's license fairly valuable, and this credit card was fairly valuable. I wouldn't be able to get home without it. Let's see here. I've got 20, 40, 60, 80, 90, 95, 96, $97. Is that valuable? Is anyone here that would be happy to be entrusted with $97? Yeah? Yeah, I see lots of hands. Yeah. I see a few business cards. A picture of my wife. I consider that very valuable. Another credit card. Wow. No paycheck in there. I must have been to the bank recently. Let's see. Well, that's probably about it. So that's pretty valuable. I wouldn't entrust that to just anybody. Now, what's this? A flip phone. Notice how he mentioned flip. To me, this is valuable. You know what? I have a 3.5-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old daughter and a wife back home that, you know what? I just got a picture this morning. They went and visited my sister while I'm gone. And they sent me a picture saying hi this morning. And this is the way I can communicate very easily with my wife, my kids, if I have any. This is very valuable to me. I know for some of you this would be about as valuable perhaps as, well, anyways, we won't compare it to a Sunday school paper. But this is very valuable to me. In fact, in the carload that I came with, it's the only phone at all. So perhaps more valuable than you expect. And this is a key. Who would like a key to a car? Yeah, I'm not planning. Well, I'm sort of. I'm. Yeah, these are valuable to me, and I want to make. I want to show a little bit of something about trusting. I've entrusted each of you kids with a Sunday school paper, okay? But I consider these to be valuable in a very different way. And I don't just give these to anybody. Sometimes I give my wife this cell phone when hers isn't working. I don't remember really giving my wallet to it. Well, yes, to my wife a few times. And these keys, well, right now this is the one that I have to keep track of for the company vehicle. It's pretty valuable. In fact, it's a couple hundred dollars to get replaced. So our verse was, let's see now, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Blessed. Blessed is the man. What in the world? Dad, can you help us out again? What in the world does blessed mean?
Happy.
Okay, that's a pretty simple. All right. So if I trust in the Lord, I'm happy. Trusting. Trusting with certain things can be easy. It was pretty easy to give you those Sunday school papers. So I'm going to find somebody that I can entrust with my wallet and my key and my cell phone. And that's scary. Does anyone here volunteer? I see a hand here. See a couple hands over there. And I'm just gonna ask, would it be wise of me to entrust my wallet and keys and cell phone to this young man? Huh. You know, I tend to agree. I saw a lot of heads shaking, and you know, I don't know you, and I'm sorry. I trust you with the Sunday school paper, but these mean an awful lot to me. And it's some things it's easy to trust people with, and some things it's hard. So I was thinking about this before I came up here, which is probably good. And so I thought, there is one person here that I do trust, and that's my father. So I'd like to have him come up here. And happy is the man that trusts in him. And so, you know, we're told, blessed is the man that trusts. Let's see, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed or happy is the man that trusts in him." So, can I trust my father? I've seen a lot of people shaking their heads, yes. I think they probably had good fathers. Or perhaps they know something about my dad. So, my hands are actually shaking a little bit. I don't know. What do you think? Here, I'll give these to my father. Oh, I'm waiting to get happy. So, what do you think, kids? Do you understand what trusting is yet? See, I've given these things to my father. Or have I? Have I given these to you?
Not yet.
Can I trust you?
Can you trust me?
Well, you've told me in the past I can. And I guess you've been trustworthy in the past. And trusting is hard when it's something that is really valuable. Hold on a second now. I've taken care of this phone for, I don't know, at least 2 or 3 years. And this wallet, you can see, it's been mine for a while. And if I lose this key, I'm out a couple hundred bucks. And but okay, there you go.
Now, folks, this is not rehearsed. Tim says he trusts me. Give me your glasses.
Ooh.
He didn't know about this. Thank you. Your Bible, please. You know, I don't think you need your glasses to find the Bible.
Ooh.
Tim ended up trusting me for more than he bargained for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a bad bargain. I happen to know he needs the Bible. He's getting it back with a bookmark. And he needs his glasses right now. And so he's getting them back.
Thank you.
But the other things he doesn't need right now.
What do you think? Can I trust my dad? I think so. But I tell you, I wasn't expecting that. But I wasn't expecting this either. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed or happy is the man who trusts in Him. My dad took my phone and my wallet and my keys and my glasses and my Bible. And he knows that I need my glasses. And it sure would be handy to have my Bible here. But he also knows I don't need my wallet and my keys and my phone. And you know what? As we go through life, learning to trust is a hard thing. Particularly when people that you trust, sometimes people that you trust aren't going to do what is best for you. But I trust that my Father is going to do what is best for me. And you know, as I've gone through life, there are times that I've trusted the Lord. I trusted the Lord when I was 5. I asked Him to wash away my sins. I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And He is my Savior. As I've gone through life, He's asked me to trust Him with telling the truth. He's asked me to trust Him with who I marry. He's asked me to trust Him with not cheating on a test. He's asked me to trust Him on an awful lot of things, and some things are easier than others. But, you know, that verse that some of us have memorized was written by David after he had just gone through an experience when he wasn't trusting the Lord. But the Lord was still faithful. He still came through and provided for him. And he was so grateful, recognizing that it's foolish not to trust God. He's the only one that knows what's going to happen next. He's the only one that knows what's right in every situation. You know what? I gave you all a Sunday school paper, and we printed those Sunday school papers for children to read and to have. It wasn't very hard to give them to you. Without my wallet and my keys and my cell phone, I'm going to have to let my father provide a way to contact my family, provide a way to pay for gas and food, provide a way to get back home. I don't have any way of getting back home. I can't drive anymore. I think in the right time, my father will give me back those things. But think about it. What are you trusting the Lord for now? Are you trusting Him? He's worthy of being trusted. Blessed, happy is the man that trusts in Him, in God. All right, how about we sing some more? Okay. Yeah. Number 5. Oh boy. Now, I'm going to try. This is hard. Try to smile while singing. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Happy day, happy day. We're going to sing another one, but now rest my long divided heart. You saw when I was trying to give those things to my father, and I held them out to him, but I kept them in my hands. I have a hard time just speaking to kids when there's so many others here. What are we trying to give to the Lord but not letting go of? Dad, what was that verse you found for me this morning?
Psalm 51:17.
It's scary to give things up. Psalm 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Contrite, surrendered, not fighting anymore. We must surrender to the Lord. Giving away my cell phone and wallet and keys this morning. It's not permanent, you all know that.
Now let me ask you a question, Tim. Did it pay you to trust me?
Yeah.
How did it pay you?
Well, you gave me $10.
That's right. When I gave Tim his Bible back, there was a $10 bill stuck in it. It always pays to trust the Lord.
Okay. How about one last song? Okay. Number 11. Let's see. Wow, that was my favorite. Every gospel, I always hoped somebody would give that one out. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? You going through anything hard? You know, no matter where you are in life, whatever your worst problem is, that's your worst problem. You've got something big. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? I like word pictures. When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? You can just imagine a boat going up, the water's coming up, and that rope's getting tight, pulling on the anchor. What are you trusting in? You trusting in something that's going to move? If you're trusting in yourself, yes, you're trusting in something that's going to move. Trying to figure out how to not move. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move. Grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Let's sing the whole song, number 11.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of strife? Sure, while the billows roll.
Let's talk to the Lord. Our God and our Father, we give thanks that you've given us truth and love and grace and mercy. And that you are faithful. We can trust you. Thank you also for giving faith. We ask your blessing on what's been said here and what's been thought. Father, we pray that you would be glorified by what goes on in the heart of each one here as we many times have to again and again remember to trust. Thank you that you are faithful. We give thanks, and again we ask blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.